worked. Within a month, that group had 12 people, and they were off and running. As far as I know, that group is still continuing today and has had a tremendous ministry of spinning off other groups, and as the folks move away, involving themselves in that kind of ministry wherever they go. So that was a great thing. It took me one meeting to initiate that group, and that was the end of my involvement with the group. I continued my involvement with the leaders and helping them keep their vision and keep their training.
How does the church size issue come to bear in working with small groups, especially the long-established ones? We asked Pastor Pocock to compare his experiences in the two churches.
I believe that the expectation of the pastor's role in initiating and leading a group really varies according to church size. This is my experience. I pastored a small church, and now I'm in a somewhat larger church. And really, the expectations of the folks for my role is completely different. In a smaller church, I believe that the pastor is the preferred person, and the pastor should understand his or her role to initiate small groups. Not to lead, but to initiate. People that come to a small church, you know, they've got a choice. They could go to the large church down the block, but they do come to the small church. And at least in my experience, the people that came because they wanted a relationship with me. They wanted to be my friend or to know me and have me know them and their children. And so that's why they chose our church. And so we experimented a lot, but most often I taught the new members class. If we had six sessions that we did in a new members kind of format, I always tried to build some small group dynamics into that class. Always very careful to integrate apprentices from our existing church into that group so that when that group finished up the 6 weeks, they could either become a small group themselves, or I could help the people from that group move into other groups that were already existing and looking for new members.
Is there a danger in pushing established groups too far, too quickly to adopt new paradigms of ministry? Here's a painful lesson that Pastor Pocock learned.
This is a church that has had a long history. The whole church history, really, frankly, has had adult Bible fellowships, big Sunday school classes that have gone on, age-graded adult classes. We've got a bunch of them. But we had a Sunday school leaders meeting, and we were talking about what we're doing in our classes and where we're going. And I made the statement, which I do believe to be true, but maybe I tactfully shouldn't have said it this way, that the main value of those classes was social, and that they weren't our greatest assets at assimilating new people and providing a new place. Now, all that is true, and I think the leaders would all recognize that. But then I said that we're going to be putting all our energies into smaller groups, establishing